Okay, well, this was Thursday before they found the cow, right?
Yes.
Okay, it was about 8:30. I live at the bottom of Three Lakes Road, which is about two or three miles from the Chaya.
Uh-huh.
I was coming back from the store with my baby, and there's a gravel pit at the bottom of the hill just before I get to my house. And above the gravel pit, when I was coming up the road, I noticed something sitting on the hill, which was, at first, if I remember correctly, I should have reported this right away, but if I remember right, there was four lights, a little one on top, and a great big light. They weren't like headlights, they were like floodlights, and it was like two great big yellow ones and two great big white ones. Well, I pulled off the road and sat and watched it for about a half hour. And I got out and tried to hear if I could hear any sound. Okay, the lights went off, the big lights, and then this little light on top was just gone. And it was dark. I couldn't see any outline or anything, and I couldn't hear any noise. So after about a half hour, I left. And so the next day, that's when I heard about this cow. Well, I thought it was kind of funny because I had seen this thing the night before. And I just let it go, and then now they come out in the paper with this thing about it. And so I thought, you know, as far as I know, there is no roads up in there above that gravel pit, because I thought it might be a four-wheel drive truck. And as far as I know, there's no roads up in there. So either it was a truck or something was sitting on top of the hill, because I watched it for about a half hour, and there was other people on the main road down there that were going by me, but they didn't pull over. So I thought maybe if somebody could go out, you know, and look at the area and check and see if it's, you know, if there's any markings or anything there.
Okay.
It might help you.
Then all you saw was the lights then, right?
Yeah, lights, and that's it. That's why I didn't call, because it wasn't much what I saw, just the big lights and the little tiny light on top. You could barely see it after they shut the other ones off, and I got out and I couldn't hear any sound. But the thing that bothers me is that we've been living here about a year, and the next main road is up around the curve, I'd say about a quarter of a mile, and as far as I know, there is no roads up there. So, you know, it would either have been a four-wheel drive truck or something else, but it's set right on the hill above this gravel pit down here.
Uh-huh.
And, like I said, as far as I know, there's no roads up there.
Okay, now, what color were those lights?
There was two great big yellow ones and two great big white ones. And
okay.
My memory is getting a little bit, you know, I try to remember it because I thought if I told somebody about it later, I should try to remember everything. And, I sat there, I thought maybe it was a truck, I flashed my lights off and on and stuff like that, and they didn't do anything. But there was a little tiny light on top. I couldn't tell you the color of it. It was probably white because it was real, real dim. I could hardly see it, and it was like it was going around and around. But it was so dim I could hardly see it. But I got out, there was no sound, you know. And it was dark, there was no outline. I couldn't see anything, just these lights.
Right.
And they went off, so that's why I say I feel kind of ridiculous calling, but I thought maybe it might help you if somebody went up there and checked.
Yes, you
and
did.
I read in the paper where they checked for radiation where they found this cow, so I suppose I should have called, you know, sooner. Maybe if it was something, there might have been a trace of it left in the area then. There probably isn't now, but maybe you could check the area for, you know, markings or something.
Okay. What time did you spot that?
It was 8:30, because I remember I had to go to the store. My husband was coming home late from Bremerton, and I had to get to the Safeway before they closed. And I sat there between 8:30 and 9 and watched it.
Okay. Would you be available for an interview?
Oh, most certainly. In fact, like I say, I feel kind of ridiculous calling, but I'm kind of curious myself to see if, you know, maybe there is roads up there and it was a truck, but as far as I know, there isn't. So I'd be willing to cooperate.
Okay, fine. Now, are you at home now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, will you be there in case somebody wants to get back to you right
Certainly.
Away?
Uh-huh. The only place I think we might be out for an hour or two this evening, but that's it.
Okay, great. Well, we sure appreciate this call, Kathy, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Bye now.
Bye.
Do you think we have a landing?
Really?
He went out and investigated that particular one this morning. He went to the area where she said it was, and he found an imprint and grass all squished down in an area. Also, pod marks the whole works in an inaccessible area by a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
He's taking pictures, and he wants to take a cast or whatever, the whole thing. So I was talking to him. We got cut off, and then when I got back to him, nobody answered, so I don't know what he's up to.
Oh, was he calling from work?
Huh?
Was he at home?
Yeah, he was at home.
Oh.
I tried calling back. Nobody answered.
Huh.
So, looks pretty good.
Did he get pictures?
He said he got pictures and everything. I've got to get with him and see what the next step is here. I don't know. I should get federally sent, I suppose, for a radiation test. Of course, it's old, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he was doing that. I was out on another mutilation. We have a dog this time. Doberman Pinscher, about a year old. The animal was cut in two, just severed completely. Beautiful cut. The hind legs and the back part were missing from the scene. The chest cavity was cut open and left clean. The intestines were stacked in a little pile a few feet from the carcass. The heart, liver, and lungs were missing from the scene.
I'll be dead.
See, this was observed, a vehicle going by a residence with the Doberman walking alongside on a leash. They were going about 2, 3, 4 miles an hour. They went up the road. They came back down the road. They didn't have the dog. They were only up there 15 minutes. If that long. So they did all this in 15 minutes. No license number. Just the description of the vehicle. And there was two people in it. And no description on them.
Huh. Were they male or female in the car?
She don't know.
Oh.
The driver, she noted that he had big hands and were on the steering wheel. One of them, the other one, was apparently holding on the leash. The one on the passenger side was very small. That occurred the 18th of March. And between 4:30 and 5, they called the sheriff's department. Nobody came out. They waited a few days, and they buried the dog. And I talked to the farmer this morning, and he said, it was really something, just cleaner than a whistle. No blood around the animal or underneath the door in the area at all.
They feel it was the same dog that the was running next to the car?
Right, because the car came back down past their house again 15 minutes later and there was no dog. That's what got them suspicious, and she called the neighbor boy over to go up there and look, see what had happened to the dog. And he come running back saying it had been all cut up. And when her husband got home a little while later, they walked up and looked at it. This happened right on the road.
God.
Just off to the side. She does not recall any other car passing between that time. Since they're up in the country there. Actually, they're not in the country. They're about 1 mile on the, up from the UFO landing site on the same road and about 2 miles down the Pilchuck River from the mutilation, cattle mutilation. All in the general area. And I just wanted to bring you up to date. And I don't know what exactly to do on this landing thing. If that's exactly what it is. Beaton says there's no doubt about it.
Well, if you get a hold of him, you're going to be home this evening?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get back to you later and see if you get a hold of him, see if we can arrange another get-together with all of us to go back up there.
Okay.
Because I'd like to get all the pictures, and I'd like to... Did he get any measurements?
He said he didn't have a ruler with him. I don't understand why, but he didn't. I had everything we needed, you know, in my stuff, and I was only up the street a ways, but however, when I went... got through with the mutilation and went looking for him. I couldn't locate him, so he apparently came back before I did. So I had to wait till I got home and then call him, and that's what he was telling me about it.
Okay, I wish you get some soil samples, too.
Yeah, I had everything.
Okay, I'll check back with you later and see if he's called you or you got a hold of him.
Okay, I'll keep trying here.
Okay, Jerry. Bye.
Hey, I went out on a sighting this morning, and... I went up on the hill. I taped an interview with her, a basic one for 20 minutes, because I was wondering about that whole thing. But then we went out on the road to see where she had looked up the hill to see the lights. There was two yellow lights, large, two white lights, also large, lower than the yellow lights and off to the, on the outside of the yellow lights, lower. And then there was a dim white revolving light above them. And went to the location she saw it at. Then we went up on the hill where it had been, and she kept steering me off to the side and saying no, it was further over, so I kept going further over. And on the edge of the hill, way back from the beaten path, they do have, looked like parties and stuff up on the hill on a Friday, Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
But quite a few yards away from there, I found a square depression about 18 by 18. I didn't have my ruler, so I couldn't measure it. But I found a square depression about 5 inches deep, 18 by 18. The stuff that was in it, the grass, was pushed down. On two top corners, I found very distinct, slightly angled holes, about 4 by 4, about 5 inches deep. One of them especially was very clear. And it had a cleat in the middle of the bottom of the hole, running across the square hole. And there's evidence of one other hole, and I couldn't find a fourth one at the other corner. But I didn't disturb the area too much either. It was 2 inches from a drop down to the bottom of the hill. So we have a depression plus holes.
Okay, now, you were talking to Jerry about that this morning.
Yeah, I just talked to him about it, too.
Okay. Getting pretty late today. I wonder if we could get back up there tomorrow.
Yeah, we were both asking if you'd care to come up, if you would. We'd like to go up there very early in the morning, because both of us have got things we'd like to do in the afternoon, which I know I have to do, otherwise my wife will kill me.
Okay, you name the time.
Yeah, I'd like you to look at it. You've got more experience than I do on those. It just looks odd, but I may be all wrong, but it does look odd. The location is odd. It's off a beaten path. The reporter kept steering me off to that side and said, no, it's further over to the side.
Uh-huh.
And so I kept going further over, and that's what I found.
Does she feel that that's just about where it was?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I walked off into the area, and she said it's around there, so I looked around, and it's right in front of me, right at the edge. And it's a small area. The weeds, bushes, brambles, everything around have not been disturbed. So I know that, and plus it's too steep for a truck to go down there. Plus it's right on the edge of the drop.
Uh-huh.
And just in this area, in the depression itself, the stuff was flattened. And the two distinct holes, well, three distinct holes, one of them especially is very distinct, especially with that cleat in the middle of it, down at the bottom of the hole.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in the depression, there's an animal hole, a gopher or something like that. I put my hand down there, he almost bit me. But I think it's coincidental. It doesn't look like it's an animal square. I don't know how an animal could dig out a square hole, slab-sided, with slightly curved at the bottom of the hole. Something was sitting in there.
Uh-huh. And I suppose it would take quite a bit of weight to make that kind of an impression.
Yeah, well, the soil is a little loose. It'd take more weight than I have to go that far down.
Yeah.
So the soil is moist and not muddy because it hasn't really been disturbed in the area, but I'm not talking, well, I can probably calculate it, but I'll have to get more information.
Okay. Okay, then we'll meet at Jerry's at 8 in the morning.
Okay.
And you're going to phone him and let him know?
Right now.
Very good, thank you.
You're welcome.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.